Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you guys doing? This is Wardell Fonzie, and thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio as it is raining again. Oh, man, over here where I live, it is just, my studio is soaking wet on the outside. But, you know, hey, is summer over already? Come on, guys. I was just starting to enjoy it. I cannot believe it. Talking to my friends, and even overseas, they're talking about it's 60 degrees outside. I'm like, come on, what happened to 90 degrees? It was 90 degrees yesterday. Now today is raining. 90 degrees here, at least. Well, it's 60 degrees over in London. Give me a break. And it's just, what's going on? It seemed like the summer was really short. Come, man. But anyway, guys, it's Solar Records Radio here today. We are celebrating, I should say, on Solar Records Radio here today. We are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, the music that came out of the company. And we are just so grateful to to be able to do that. I'm so grateful that I was a part of it. I got my girl Astrid in the house, Craig in the house. Everybody's here today. And we're going to kick off this Solar Weekend, and we're going to have a good time doing it together. So I want you guys to, you know, we got to, man, we got to stretch this summer out as long as we can, right? Come on, this is crazy. I just got off the phone with my buddy Larry White. With love to all you guys. And but we were just having a great conversation about the music and all the stuff that we did back in the day, how much fun it was, and what we're doing now. And so what you just heard was a song that we released last year on Dynasty, which was the number two over there, overseas there. So thank you guys. We really appreciate all you guys. People down in Australia as well, they loved it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting Dynasty. And we got new music coming out also in October. So end of September, beginning of October, we'll have our new music coming out, and it's going to be on vinyl. And so we'll talk about a little bit about that, a little more about that later. But we want to get this weekend kicked off. It is Friday. Good place. Thank God it's Friday, you know, and, you know, we can look forward to the weekend and try to enjoy with our family and friends and all that great stuff, man. So we're just so blessed. And just wanted to give a shout-out to Astrid. She's working with another radio station over in Amsterdam. So proud of her. That's my girl, you know, doing her thing. And I want to give a shout-out to Greg for making amazing flyers and stuff for the other artists that we interview on the show, like Latricia, who is just so Lawrence, who is so proud and so excited about the flyer. And that Greg, his abilities, his gift is just wonderful. So thank you, my brother. And so Astrid is going to be running. She's going to be doing a lot of the Facebook stuff for this new company. So you guys support her and her efforts to bless them, to be a blessing to them, as she has been to us for so long. And she will always be a blessing with us. We are family for life. And so don't worry about her leaving us. We are family for life. We stuck together. All right? So, but anyway, guys, listen, shout out to all my brothers, Van Myers, Richard Randolph, rest in peace, Pepper Reed, rest in peace, Leon Silvers, Ricky Smith, to Shalimar, Dynasty, Lakeside, The Whispers, Collage, Carrie Lucas, Crystal, and all the other groups and stuff, Midnight Star, the Deal, and the Silvers. It's like so many great groups that were there, and we had such a wonderful time all working together. And so I just want to say thank you so much, guys. Thank you for blessing, being a big blessing to Solar, which was so, so wonderful that all of these groups had the opportunity. Dick Griffey gave us all an opportunity to showcase the music that was built inside of us. And so we're so blessed, and we just want to say thank you, Mr. Griffey. Rest in peace, sir, and thank you for the opportunity, for allowing us to be a part of your amazing label and just launching all these careers. I'm just saying, gold and platinum constantly. There's gold and platinum constantly, over and over. And overseas, we had silver stuff, you know, because they overseas, they do silver too. You know, we don't do silver here in the United States, but it's just great. And so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Mr. Griffey over and over and over, and rest in peace. And we really appreciate the fact that you were so diligent about making sure that you had the right people, like Leon Silvers, making him the chef in the kitchen, and just really, really making some great music. And so thanks to Leon Silvers as well for guiding us and leading us and showing us how to do the damn thing, right? Amen, amen. Guys, let's get going. Like I said, I was just talking to my brother Larry White from Collage. And so how about if we just start this mix off with Larry White and Collage? Here we go. And I'll see you in a minute.
Tell me Thank you. to buy a new Sunbeam.
guests that is Chris Silvers, and they truly do deserve an applause. Man, oh, man, what a career, a long-lasting career for the Silvers. And, you know, and I still, it's still very special for me talking to them, talking with them, just hanging out with them. You know, they are legendary. And I love what they've done for the music industry. Obviously, what their brother has done, Mr. Leon Silvers, what a blessing! Wow. And so, you know, we had a good time working with them at the end of Solar. You know, I mean, they were all, we were always writing with them throughout the time from the beginning, but then they became an artist, like. You know, right before, you see, I think it was like the last album that I produced, not produced, that I played on and wrote for before I went to A&M Records. And it was just very, very much an honor. You know, I have questions and stuff that I have to answer that's been asked for me to do. I'm just trying to get to all this stuff. I have so much stuff going on here. I want to thank you again, Astrid, for posting this. And Greg, you had something you were sharing with me as well. I want to just talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that happened at Solar in terms of, you know, just the writing part. You know, and so this question was asked about, you know, how, you know, my experience going, you know, as a writer, how did that, you know, just starting out, what happened when I started out? Like, they want details of how did it go and how long did it take before I got, I wrote my first song. And so I remember telling Leon Silvers, that, Leon, I really want to write. I really want to, you know, I'm seeing everybody else. We all doing the same thing, but something's really strange happening here. And he's like, what's that? And I said, I asked William Shelby. I mean, we played on the same songs. We wrote, you know, we played on the same songs. And we always together recording and stuff. And then all of a sudden, You know, I'm getting my money and he's getting his money, but his money is so much bigger than my money. Like, how did that happen? And he said, because I wrote the songs that you're playing on. I was like, whoa. So I just knew that at that point that I wanted to be a writer. So I said to Leon, I want to write too. I want to, you know, I want to get all the way in the game if that's what you got to do, right? To survive in this business. And so, and so he said, well, you know, get a keyboard and start writing. And so I did. I went and got me a Casio keyboard. I'll never forget it. And it was the first keyboard. Now, I'm not a keyboard player, so I had to figure it all out. I had to figure out how do you do this? How do you just make a song from nowhere? And I had no one sitting there trying to show me either. So all I had to go off of, I had to remember everything that I was playing on. And so, and I had to remember the structure of the songs. And then I realized that there was a pattern there. And so that pattern that I'm going to use to help me to start writing a song. So, because there was a intro, and then there was a verse, and then there was the change, and then there was the chorus. And a lot of the songs had that same pattern. And some of them would go from intro to verse to chorus and no change in the middle, but then we would do a bridge later on in the song. And so I chose a pattern that was easier for me, which was I started off with an intro, and then I went to the verse, and then I went to the chorus. And so then I did the verse again, and then the chorus again, and then I did a double chorus. And so, but this is the thing. How do you even make up those parts? It's not like it's just sitting there. And so I had to actually, you know, and I still playing the piano. As a little, I remember being a young man, and my sisters were getting piano lessons. And for some reason, my dad didn't let me get piano lessons. So they got the piano lessons. And so I would sit there and watch the teacher teach them. And then I would play with the piano after they left. Ironically enough, I'm the one that became a songwriter, and neither one of them play piano or know anything about music that way. They're great singers. They can really sing, but they don't write songs, and they don't, you know, do that stuff. So anyway, getting back to it, so then I started manipulating, you know, like playing the bass part, just slowly playing the bass part, you know, what I thought what Leon would play. You know, I have an idea what the drums is, so I'm humming the drums. And on the Casio, I had a little cheap little drum beat. So I would play that little drum beat, and then I would figure out this bass part to go with the little drum beat, thinking about what felt good. And so then, and I would do that, and for some reason, somehow, I was playing in a key. And still to this day, my friends tease me about this because I write all my songs in the key of D. And so that's where I started, and that's where I'm always writing songs in the key of D. And sometimes I try to move away, right, because I don't want to play on those same keys because I don't want to be teased. And so I move away, and then I'm playing an A flat, which is the relative minor of D. So no matter what I do, it's still D, right? And so, but anyway, so, but that was, I couldn't play on all those other, I couldn't play on the black keys. I was only able to play on the white keys. You know, it's like, you know, it had to start somewhere. And so that's how I started. And so it was very interesting. And so then I remember I got that part together. And so, and then I remember start singing like what the chorus would be. And so I would sing to what the chorus was, my idea. And then so, and Leon was my roommate at the time. And so I was embarrassed to play it for him. And so I would say, okay, all right, Leon, I want you to listen. I want you to listen. And so he says, okay. And so he listened to me play the song. And he says, that's good. That's good. I like it. It's a good idea. That's a good idea. Why don't you bring it down to the studio, down to, you know, we had an office. It was a Silver Spoon Productions. And so in our office, he'd bring it down there, and he said, bring it down there, and we'll work on it. Well, he never worked on it, but he made me think he was going to work on it. And so I would go down there, and I'd get everything set up, and I'd start working on the stuff. And he was so busy doing everything else, he had time to sit down with me. And so I'm just, you know, waiting for him. In the meantime, I'm trying to get as much done, so by the time he gets there, he, it's good. And so I did do that. I continued to do that over and over. And so that's how I became a songwriter. I mean, and Leon never, he only came and said he liked it. And when he said he liked it, he was ready to record it. It was like, it just went from me trying to figure it out to him taking it and making something really good out of it. And I have to give him, you know, I have to just say thank you. Because, you know, it wouldn't have never sounded as good as it did if I had to do that, because I didn't know how to take it to that next level. So it's always really nice to have somebody there to guide you and to help you when you're trying to develop yourself into whatever it is you're trying to do, to help you along, because they take it to a whole nother level and you go, whoa. And so what we have to figure out is how to get it from where we had it to where they took it. And so, and that's the part. You know, you just have to keep doing it and keep doing it until eventually, oh, yeah, I got it now. You know, you have to, it's almost like you're developing yourself because, you know, they showed you, they gave you a roadmap. Now you just got to follow it, and you got to continuously, you got to keep going down and keep doing it and keep doing it until you get it. And so I did that, and I was hungry, and I was determined to go get me a brand new car, like William Shelby. And so I did it. And so William Shelby bought him. He had a beautiful convertible Mercedes, two-seater. It was so beautiful. And I had a brand new 10 speed. And I was feeling good about my 10 speed until he pulled up in his Mercedes, because I used to ride my bikes all over the city. I used to ride my bike everywhere. I just loved working out. And so I felt good about it. I was really excited. But then I was thinking, wait a minute. This is not going to, this is not, I mean, I need to have enough. It's not about the vehicle. It's about the money. It's, you know, I need to know that I can have the money to do what I want to do. And so I ended up going and buying me a Firebird, and it's beautiful white tan with the eagle on the front, and it was beautiful, beautiful. And I really miss that car still to this day. I wish I had it because it was gorgeous. And now that car, back then it only cost about 20-something thousand. Now it's 60-something thousand because it's old school, and everybody wants it. It's a muscle car, so it's just like, well, I guess I won't be buying it now. And so, but anyway, I wanted to share that because I was asked to. And so I hope that, you know, you guys understand that, you know, you got to start from somewhere, right? And but you have to be diligent at it. And if you really want it, it's yours. But you got to go for it. You got to make it happen. It's up to you. You know, if that's where your passion is, it shouldn't be a problem because you're going to push your way through it. And so, you know, follow your passion. It's right there waiting for you. All right, so let's keep the music going on Soul Live Records Radio. Thanks for the question. Much love. If you have any more questions, please feel free to ask. That's what we're here for. We are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Here we go. Wow, I don't know what's going on, man, but something's happening with all these beautiful valleys. And like I said, Midnight Star, they keep on saying, play another slow jam. So let's keep it going on so long. Party like a solo party. You got to go check those guys out. They're really awesome. So getting to the next question here. Let me just try to bring this up here for you guys. Seems to be about me. So in terms of drums, So with the drums, how did that work, me being a jazz drummer and then coming into R&B and pop R&B with Solar? How did that work as far as, you know, switching, you know, what kind of drums did I play during jazz, and now all of a sudden I'm playing pop R&B, and also just my style. Like, how do I switch from one style to another? And so it's a good question. You know, especially for people that are curious about that. Like, how does this happen? How do you make things happen? How, you know? And so I'm going to let you know right now that the rain is coming down so hard I can't even see 10 feet in front of me. I'm looking out the studio window, and I only can see about to the edge of my deck. And then from the deck on, I can't see anything. Wow, what, the sky just opened up? Man. Anyway, so let me just answer the question. Stay focused, Wardell. and thanks for posting the songs. So the approach was, you know, first of all, as a musician, I'm just coming in as a musician, not a specific type of musician. I love jazz. I wanted to be the best jazz drummer in Philadelphia. That was my goal as a young man. But, you know, and that's what I love. But I came in Solar as a drummer. They had no idea what I was feeling on the inside and who I was on the inside. They just knew who I was when I sat down on the drums and they asked me to play. That's all they know about me right there, right? So they made that decision right there. And so we hear him play, and so Leon decided he's going to be my drummer. Thank you, Leon, for service for that. Thank you, Tony Westcott, for referring me. And so Tony Westcott was my childhood friend back in Philadelphia. So my approach as a drummer was that I knew that it was different, and I just had to play whatever fit the music, because the music was the dictator as to what I was supposed to play, no matter what kind of music it is. If it's gospel, if it's, you know, if it's jazz, or if it's pop, R&B, dance music, it, once you hear that music, you kind of, I mean, if you're paying attention, you know what you're supposed to do, right? And so, and you don't want to go against the grain. You want to get right in the pocket with them and help drive that groove. And so that was easy in terms of that part. Now, as far as this, the drum set and this, the style of drums, that really didn't matter as much, because really drum sets, even though you have jazz kits, people pick out jazz kits, I don't matter to me. Either you drive, I don't matter what kind of car I drive. Either I can drive or I can't drive, right? So either you can drive or you can't drive. And so I use the same kit that I would use. I use the kit that I felt comfortable on. I could use the kit that I could play whatever I wanted to play on. And so my kit was a Tama kit. Tama was the studio kit that I used. I went and got it. Leon Silvers took me to the music store, we picked out a drum set that we would use in the studio. And I picked a blonde. It was blonde, beautiful, five-piece Tama kit. Actually, it was a six-piece, but I didn't use six pieces in the studio. I only used five. I had two floor toms, but I put the other floor tom to the side. And I'm going to use a five-piece kit in the studio. And so, and that's what we used to do second time around. And the beat goes on. Everything. We were just that same kit. And that kit went on to, I used it for a lot of stuff. And then, but when we were in the Dynasty, was performing, I used the Slingolin kit. It was just another kit. And it had a bunch of tom-toms in it. And it was just, to me, the tom-toms were just like more notes, like on a keyboard. You know, you have a keyboard that's 61 keys, then you have another keyboard that's 88 keys. You're just more keys, so it's just more toms, and it just gave me more notes to play when I was playing. So for the live thing, I thought that looked like a lot of fun. It looked like it was going to be awesome, and for me it was. I really had a great, great time playing and doing that. And so, but anyway, so that's the answer, I believe, to the question. And so we're going to keep this thing going on Soul Live Records Radio. Hey, you guys ever have animals that my dogs are afraid of? My little dog, one of my dogs, not Chelsea, but Belle, is very, when it's thunder and lightning, she comes flying and looking for me. She's scared. She's afraid. You have the animals like that too? Something else. I'm like, you're that afraid, and she's breathing hard. So, but anyway, guys, let's keep this music going on Soul Live Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Let's roll. My goodness gracious. I hope you guys can hear me now. I just had a little feedback there. But Otis Stokes, the original Lakeside, what a beautiful voice. Man, Otis, we love you, my brother. We love you, love you, love you. So anyway, just going to finish doing what we're doing here. We got about another 45 minutes left in the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr., and you are listening to Solar Records Radio as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. And my partners, Greg and Astrid, thank you guys so much for everything that you guys do. And we want to make sure that we keep Don Fleming in our prayers as he has a very difficult day tomorrow burying his mother. And so we want to, you know, keep him in our prayers. And we love you, Don, and we're sorry for your loss, my brother. May God protect you and be with you and keep you and your family in our blessings be there. All right? So thank you again for everything that you do for Soul Live Records Radio, my brother. All right. So anyway, guys, so I want to, like I said, we have another 45 minutes, so I'm going to answer a few more questions here. And so this next question is, do I remember getting my first gold platinum, gold, let me see, what's the question? Do I remember getting my first gold record, basically a platinum record? Oh, first disc. Okay, gold disc. Silver or whatever. And so, yes, I remember. And I'm going to read to you what it says. My first one that I got, it wasn't the first that I recorded, but it's the first that I got. And it says, presented to Wardell Potts Jr. to commemorate the sales of more than 500,000 copies of the Solar Records Love for Love long playing album, Three for Love. And so I'm sorry, it's kind of dark in the studio here, but that's what it says. And so that was my very first album from Shalimar. And that was a great album. We had so much fun. I had so much fun working on this album. And let me see, I just took it off the wall because it was hanging on the wall, full of fire. Was on there, and if you actually, I think it's close to here, but if you actually look at the album, the first song on there, it says Full of Fire, and it's written by Gallo and Randolph, Richard Randolph. Man, oh man, rest in peace, Richard. And so, and that was a fun song to record. Had a really good time recording that, and Attention to My Baby is the second song on there, and that's by Shelby, Spencer, and Potts. Oh, man. And so that's the second song. And so I was writing on that album, right? And then on and on and on, Three for Love, and I miss my brother, Pepper Reed. I see he's on there as well. William Shelby, Pepper Reed. And I think that's Shockley. I can't see. But anyway, so this was a fun album to record. And for the second time around, all the fun stuff is on that album. We had a good time recording that album. And I was really blessed. And so the feeling of getting that, it legitimized everything that, you know, that I was doing. It makes you feel like, wow, this is good. This, you're a part of something. You did something, and the world is appreciative of what you're doing. And so thank you to all of you guys for making that possible, because if it wasn't for you guys, I would have never received that. And so, but, you know, we also, you know, you have to work and you have to put your time in. And I remember, you know, I just think about it. I was in the basement practicing over and over and over, and my friends was like, what is he doing? Why is he out here having fun with us? And I was really working really hard to become a professional drummer, not knowing that this was going to happen, not knowing that's where God was going to take me, not knowing that Dick Griffey was going to start a company, and not knowing that Leon Sivers would call me and have, I would call Tony, and Tony would call me and send me out to California, and I got to play on all these records. I mean, it's just so many different things that happen, and you just have no idea. So that's why, you know, you just follow your heart and trust that it's going to be okay. I follow my heart. Everybody, now this is, it hurts me. It hurts me to say this. It really does, because I have friends that have done the same thing, and they didn't get the opportunities that I got. And that hurts me, because it's I wish they would have. You know, I wish they would have. You know, but because I know they wanted it too, just like me, and some of them are so still so proud of me. You know, and then, but on the inside, I know that they wish that they were the ones too that got the opportunity to play on all these records and, you know, just show the world who they are and the gifts that God gave them. You know, but it's the way it is. And it hurts me a little bit. It makes me sad a little bit, but, you know, there's a lot of opportunities that I didn't get as well in my life. Like, I wanted to start my own record company, like Babyface in L.A. did, you know, like LaFace Records. That's what I wanted for us, you know, Dynasty. It didn't happen. And so, but I'm still fine. So my friends are still fine too, right? We can't always get what we want, but we do our best to just be our best and hope for the best, right? And so, and that's all we can do, is just hope for the best. I'm glad you're back, Astrid. She lost her internet for a minute there, but we're good. And thanks for that question, Greg. That was a kind of an intense question, because I don't like talking about my awards it's just not me. I don't like to put that out there, who I am, what I've done, and it's just, it speaks for itself, and hopefully I've done nice things and good things, and not things that hurt people, but things to bless people. That's what my goal is just to try to do something good. But, you know, we have our issues. We are human beings, right? We all fall short, right? And so anyway, so I will play you something from that album, since that's another request from you guys. And so and my heart tells me to play this song that was written by Richard Randolph. And that was the first song on that album, Full of Fire. Tony Whiteley is singing lead on the song, and it's a beautiful song. And so anyway, here we go in the 3-4-3. Wow, can I say it right? 3-4 Love album. This is Full of Fire, and this is my first gold album that I received from Solar Records. Sorry for stumbling over myself. Here we go.
You came into my life when I was lost.
Filled with so much love and lots of
That was fun. You know, I just was reminiscing on, it's a song that I wrote for Carrie Lucas called Show Me Where You're Coming From. And I was just listening to myself play drums, and it was getting close to the end of drums as you would normally have it, drummers, because the drum machines were getting better and better and better. And what a challenge it was for those companies that were doing their best to make their machines sound like real drummers. And I remember the Linn drum came out, and the SB-12, and it just went on, and the drum machines were getting better and better. And they also, then they changed the drum machines into sequences where you were able to sequence your parts together, like you could have the keyboard part playing, you know, its part, then you could have the bass, you know, record it into the sequencer and play its part, then the strings, and it's all coming from this one machine. You just hit play like you hit the computer, you know, and you hit the crossbar on the computer, and the song just plays, and it's like, wow, this is a really nice tool to help us to write songs, right? And so, but what happened is that people started taking it to the point of, well, I don't really need to get the other musicians to play on it because what I played is good enough, so I'm just going to record it this way. And when that happened, when that started happening, the magic started dying. And because you can't replace the gift of God with a computer. That those are individuals that were blessed, from the engineer that hears it a certain way to a drummer that plays it a certain way, a guitar player that feels it a certain way, and a bass player like Leon Silvers that played like he was a singer. He played melodies with his bass lines. And it's hard to duplicate that in a machine, because those are just gifts that everyone had that they brought to the table. So the more the technology was growing and developing and getting stronger, the more we were losing our magic and our gifts and our touch, you know, that God had all blessed us all with. And the music started dying, and the people said, I'm not buying albums anymore because they suck. And so that's why you see everybody buying singles now instead of, you know, they're downloading singles instead of albums because we didn't trust it anymore. And so, but I remember back then when I was just playing that song, I remember playing that song and having so much fun and just listen to the different things that I tried, and they stayed because Leon liked them, and they stayed in the song, and you don't expect it because it's not a computer where the same thing plays over and over and over. It was always something else that would pop up and get your attention, especially as a musician, but people generally can feel, and they know when something feels right and when it doesn't feel right. And so that's what happened to our music. It died because of technology. And so I just pray and hope that someday we'll get it back and technology will take a back seat and let us do what we do, or let them do, because, you know, I think my time has come. You know, I've had my time, but there's a lot of young, unbelievably talented people that could just go in the studio and just do and bless us with their skills. But I just hope that they don't get sidetracked with technology, and they end up, you know, losing, or we end up losing out on their full gift. You know. So, but anyway, I just want to thank you again for tuning in today. I really enjoyed it. I thank you for the questions. my friends. Thanks to Astrid and Greg for just being amazing. And once again, we're going to pray for Don Fleming and his family to keep them in our as they're burying his mom this weekend. And so thanks to all the writers and producers from Silver put, you know, the sound of SoFi on the map. Thanks to Leon Silvers for leading the charge. Thanks to all the artists that gave us the opportunity to work with them and to get our songs on their records to get them out there. And ultimately, hats off and God bless you, Mr. Dick Griffey, for giving all of us the opportunity to do it. And so you guys have a wonderful and blessed Solar weekend. Take care of yourselves and be good to one another and trust each other and love each other. Because God is good always. And, you know, let his light shine through you and be a blessing to someone else. All right? And so, Ash requested a ballad. So we got to listen to the girls. We got to listen to the girls, right? So Astrid, this and you guys all take care and be blessed. And I'll be in touch with you. We'll see you tomorrow as Solar Wants to Dance. All right, so tune in for that. And thank you guys for everything that you do. We really appreciate you. Really appreciate you. All right. God bless you. Have a good night.
You say you're looking for love.
All right. Man, oh, man. Guys, I just want to say thank you again. Thanks for being a part of Solar Records Radio. And, you know, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. This is the launch of the Solar Weekend, so have a great time. Come and join us tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as Solar wants to dance. We're going to hit it hard. It's just going to be dance songs all the way through our street. So come hang out with us and maybe get a good workout in at the same time, right? Because that's what you do to that kind of music. Man, oh, man. So thanks again, everyone. Thanks, Ashton and Craig, for blessing us. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in, to friends around the world. God bless all of you. Father, please, I ask you to protect my friends, keep them safe. Keep them safe in this pandemic and keep them showing who you are. Let their light shine through you. We thank you so much for this radio show that we can reach out to each other. We love you very much in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. God bless. This is Wardell Potts Dream, and I'm out.